Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Go on in the spirit, drink from the waters, the living. spoke about. And we need to go on in the spirit. Amen. Amen. Are you ready for something supernatural this evening? Oh, I can't feel your presence in this place. Are you ready for something supernatural this evening? Tonight, God is going to speak to us. Bible says that the entrance of the word bringeth light. And this evening, you are going to receive light. And if you're excited, make your loudest noise as we welcome Bishop Dagwood Mills. Your hand clap is not louder if you're excited. Make your loudest noise as we welcome Bishop Dagwood Mills.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your blessing today in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Right. Are you still in church? All right. Today I'm just sharing something small with you, and I believe that you'll be blessed. Amen. The presence of God. I want to share a bit about the purple. Presence and the purple. Now, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. And verse 17, it says that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the length and the breadth and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Amen. So, what God's word is saying here is that we should be filled with the fullness of God. So what it means is that you can have less than the fullness of God. Oh, you don't get it. Huh? Have you ever had somebody who said, "Oh, I'm glad to be close to you," and you felt that you were not close to the person, but the person feels that he's close to you? Huh? Has it happened to you before? Like somebody says, "Well, I'm so happy that I'm your friend, or I'm close to you, or your brother, or whatever," but you don't feel that way. Like you don't really regard the person as one of the close people. But the person regards you as close. Why is that? It's because you know that there is more to you than what the person is experiencing. Isn't it? But the person thinks that that's everything. Do you see? I mean, I once heard somebody preaching and he said, "I have a relationship with Bishop Dag." And I was thinking to myself, I don't have a relationship with you. But like to that person, that's the relationship. Like that's how his relationships are. Oh, you don't get what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is that there is more, there can be more to you. Yes, the fullness. Be filled with the fullness of God. Like you can have the full version. Like Ida has a song called God's Banquet. She has three versions of the song. There's a short one, there's a medium one, and there's a long play one. It's the same song, but there's three versions. Beautiful. So, in a sense, there are three versions of God. You can have more, and morest. Receive the morest. So let's look at the verse again because it's telling us something beautiful. It says that if you take it from verse 14, it's a prayer actually. It's a prayer. "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father." Bow my knees means I'm praying. And notice his topic. Never you hear a no for this topic. This morning, those of you who are here in the morning, I showed you always get yes. How many realize that you got a trick this morning? I mean, you can't say your prayer will even be delayed. It's not, I mean, so when we say 100% answered prayer, or 100% answered prayer, God, it's real. I mean, you, a person who is not so mature in God, you know that God will never delay in answering this prayer. I say, "Wait. Lord, I ask for wisdom. Wait till next year." Why should you wait till next year for wisdom? Wisdom is coming now. Anyway, so I bow my knees, and then the next verse, "Of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named," Zoe, come to me, all right, "that he would grant to you the riches of his glory." Glory to God. "That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man." These are spiritual, very spiritual prayers. No prayer for cars, no beloveds, no houses, no money, no jobs. Huh? Do you think God will answer this prayer? God will say, wait to be strengthened. I don't want to strengthen you now. Wait to be strengthened later. No. Verse 17, "that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love." I mean, this is very spiritual sounding. This is prayer topic. Verse 18. "That you may be able to comprehend the length and breadth and depth and height and to know the love of Christ." Hey. I didn't know a spiritual power. Like, it doesn't look related to our life's issues. You get it? "That you might be filled with the fullness of God." You see, this is also part of the prayer. So from tonight, the fullness of God, that is all the relationships that you are to maintain with the Holy Spirit and with God, all are going to be your portion. Now, What are the relationships? The Holy Spirit in you is one relationship. That's why I said that if you ever had a person say, oh, I'm so happy to be close to you, and you feel I'm not close to this person, but the person feels it's close to you. So God, we come, say, oh God, thank you. God is looking and say, look, you have a very small part of me. I've not been relating closely to you. And you feel very happy. What do you think? Yeah. It's quite some way. So the first relationship is the Holy Spirit baptism. The Holy Spirit in you. You see, out of your belly shall flow rivers. It's going to pour out, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, but which part of you? In. And the Bible says, he shall be in you, he is with you, but shall be in you. So that's one. The second is the Holy Spirit with you. With you. All the Old Testament people, when they were talking about the Holy Spirit of God, it was all with you. Yes, he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. So it was always with you. Then later, with the Holy Spirit baptism, he comes in you. Okay? Then came Jesus, and then had another type of relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Okay? That is the one, what we usually call anointing. When you say somebody's anointed, that's what we mean usually. Not having the Holy Spirit baptism. Holy Spirit baptism, we mean he's been filled with the Holy Spirit and speaks in tongues. It's one. Then another is God is with us. The Lord thy God, Zephaniah 3:18. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee, or with you, Zephaniah 3:18. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Zephaniah 3:17. Yeah. It is God in your midst. Or when Moses said, don't go with us. If you don't go with us, we won't go. It was all about God with me. All right? If God be, well, that's even another one. God be for us. That's God on your side. But it's not, if God be with us or for us, it's the same as with, in, upon. God is for you. Are you still around? Is it too difficult for you to understand? I mean, up to class 4 can understand this. Check your neighbor whether he's been to class 4. And don't ask a grown-up if he's been to class 4, because you never know. Maybe you went to middle school, there was no class 4 in the middle school. Or you jumped. They jumped you. My dad is showing up now. They jumped you from class 3 to class 5. It has found you in church. All right? So, now, what he's trying to say is that, so all these, I could have the relate. Now, if you take even me, I can relate with you as a pastor. I can relate with you as a father. I can relate with you as a friend. I can relate with you as a doctor. I can relate with you as a prophet. I can relate with you as an apostle. If I'm an apostle, it'd be a bit more distant. It's like I'm a founder of churches. It's like you are in one of my churches. You see, all churches which are Lighthouse churches and other UD churches, I'm the apostle. But those who are here, I'm their pastor also. So I can have more relationships with you. You see, I can even relate with you financially. Like I can give you money. I mean, if I have more money than you. You may have more money than me. So, like, there are so many ways I could relate with you, but there is the fullest possible relationship. You see, so that's what Paul was praying in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 17, is it? He says that you be filled with the fullness. Verse 19. You'll be filled with the fullness of God. Yes, you'll be filled with the fullness. Okay. Now, One of the things that changes when we relate with God is the presence. That's the part that changes. That's the part that goes away. Now, how many of you, sometimes you come to church, you can feel the presence of God. And then so that you go home and then it's like, you really feel, I don't feel anything. I feel like I'm in the wrong place even. Isn't it? That's the part that is going and coming. But the Holy Spirit in you that you can speak in tongues, is always there. And then the gift, when you have the gift to pastor, to preach, to sing, I mean, you can operate in it and you'll be cool, you know. But the differences come in the presence. So when you are very sensitive to the Spirit, you can meet people who have the gift. Like they can really preach, they can pray for the sick, they can do things, but the presence of God is not there. That's the little difference. Yeah. It's only when you are very sensitive to the Spirit that you sense those things. Yeah. Those are differences, but they're not so easy to see by someone who is not discerning of the Spirit. Are you with me? Yeah. So then what happens is that the presence of this, or one of the relationships, is changed. And it's usually the presence. The gift doesn't change, because he says the gifts and calling are without repentance. So the Spirit of God upon a person usually doesn't change. That's why you see that sometimes you can do something wrong or you sin and you still flow in the power of your gift. I mean, you choristers, you know what I'm talking about. And they didn't come for revival. And there are no choristers here. Fewer? Yeah. I mean, people can come straight from fornication to minister. And you see, it's like the power is flowing. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So if you are not discerning, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't notice, because it's the gift. The gift is there, and the person still speaks in tongues. The Spirit is in the person, and the gift is there. But the difference is the presence. That's the difference. So if you remember, when Samson went and gave up his power to the lady, Delilah, all right, he wist not that the Spirit had departed. So when you say the Spirit had departed, of course, he doesn't go into the details. I'm going to the details. When you say the Spirit had departed, what do you mean by the Spirit has departed? Because later the Spirit was with him again. Do you see? And helped him to fight the Philistines again. Do you see? So there was a change in the level of relationship. You see, there was a change. If you take Saul, Saul was a king. That's why David didn't want to attack him. David, Saul was a king. He said, well, you don't have to attack somebody who's anointed. You see? But the Spirit of the Lord was now on David, not on Saul. And an evil spirit rather was tormenting him, but he was anointed to be the king. He was a gifted. That's why you still have to be loyal to him. You don't have to take a knife to attack him. That's why Jesus didn't attack Judas, because Judas was anointed. He breathed on, be filled with the Spirit. He sent them with power. He was anointed. So he left him. We just kept warning him. And Judas, I mean, things were working for him. It was another anointing. He was getting money. I mean, he was now rich. He was prosperous. He had now 30 pieces of silver. I mean, Charlie, things were working. I'm sure he had invested in some taxis so that after Jesus goes, you know, he will have. Because Jesus had been saying he was going. He was wondering what the plan was. So he had some investments. You get what I'm saying? Securitization of future earnings. I'm sure Judas was working in Echo Bank or one of those banks. He understood bonds and all these kind of things. Securitization. Is that the right way? Securitization of future earnings. Listen, let me tell you something. This is just by the way. This is not part of the preaching, but just anytime you hear somebody who does economics, finance, anything, and what he says you don't understand, I am telling you that he himself doesn't understand what he's saying. Because I'll tell you why. Because these people couldn't get science when they were in school. They couldn't do science. How can they ever say something that you don't understand? Using words and so on to... Yes. And I'm happy because one day I read a book on economics, you know, by someone who worked, I think it was a economist, financial, World Bank. He knew the history of economics. And he said that, I can't even tell you the name of the book. The book is called Why Rich Countries Are Rich and Why Poor Countries Are Poor. It's a thick, very thick book like this. He said that economists have made simple things over complicated to create a kind of science as if people cannot understand. Yes. He actually debunked all the Washington policies and all this IMF, World Bank, what's not that. It is not as complex as they are making. And it's true. They couldn't, you see people who couldn't get even admin. You know, in the university, in the art subjects, we have law, admin. After law and admin, then we have archaeology, philosophy, political science, and all these things. Yes. They are social scientists. A scientist of social things. I mean, even that, you see, they are trying to make something out of social scientist. Yeah, you are doing social. How do you call it a science? How did it become a science? Social studies. That's what you should call it, social studies. You don't have to say social science. No, the guy wrote, he said, look, they are make over complicating things which are very simple. Yes. And he said, look, you cannot be rich. Your wealth depends on the jobs you do. You can't expect somebody who sells tomatoes to be as rich as somebody who sells iPhones. Yes. And he said, it's very simple. African countries are selling granites, tomatoes, and onions. Rich countries are selling phones, cars, whatever. It's simple. What are you amazing words to complicate it? So you tell the poor country, you cannot be rich by doing farming. That is simple. You're selling granite with somebody who doesn't eat granites. He only eats at a small thing in an aeroplane, some small granite. And that is your job. How can you compare with somebody who is a doctor? Or somebody... Is it not simple economics? No, we are saying that. In Europe, they make Samsung, iPhone, this. We are selling oranges. We have oranges, tomatoes, this. How can we be rich? How can we be compared? Is this economics difficult? This, by the way, let's go back to the presence of God. Back to the presence. It's so simple. Economics without tears. Anyway, what has brought us to this economics? Does anybody remember? Judas. He was doing securitization of future earnings. You know? He was trying to secure himself for the future. Buy some shares with 30 pieces of silver. Wow. So, I'm just saying that don't let us let the relationship with God change. We need the presence of God all the time. Now, what are the things you need for the presence of God? Exodus 25. Exodus 25. Verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children that they bring me an offering, everybody willingly. All right. Verse 3. This is the offering you shall take. Gold, silver, brass, all right, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair. We are going to talk about goat's hair. You'll be blessed. Yes. How many want to learn about goat's hair? Oh. Yes. All right. And blue and purple. And scarlet and fine linen, goat's hair. All right? Verse 6. Oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, for sweet incense, onyx stones. We talk about onyx stones. Stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. All right? Beautiful. And let them make me a sanctuary. Or let them make me a place. Sanctuary is like, hey, a safe place. Okay, a safe place. Yes, it's a sanctuary. It's another name, meaning of sanctuary. A safe place. God is looking for a safe environment where he can be. Amen? That I may dwell among them. All right, verse 9. According to that which I shall show thee after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments, even so shall ye make it. All right. And then it goes on to describe the Ark of the Covenant, which I hear is in Ethiopia. All right. Now, so God told them, make sure you make the pattern. And in Hebrews, the Bible tells us that these things were the pattern of, they were patterns of things in heaven. Yes. Pattern of things in heaven. Now, yesterday I saw and the news, yeah. Put it back there. Necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, by the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Now, you'll see that there are patterns of things in heaven. Where are the heavens? I saw the news, it's not the news, but I just saw a flash. They said that Venus is overtaking Jupiter early in the morning. I think this morning. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see? Now, you see, now Jupiter and Venus, they are not wild. You see, Venus is just here. And Jupiter is also just here. If you want something that is far away, we're talking about stars. Yeah. The nearest star is 4 light years away. Proxima Centauri. You talk about stars that are 650 light years. We are talking about stars which are 1,000 light years away. That means that you are seeing what it looked like 1,000 years ago. It looked some 6,000 years. That's it, Abraham's time. When it's blinking, you are seeing Abraham, how it was blinking in Abraham's time. It has taken that long, 6,000 years to come, to flash on earth. So Venus and Jupiter, we've passed that stage. We are looking at stars and beyond. Okay, and we are looking at the heavens. Where God is. Yes. God is great, oh. You can't even imagine where God is and who he is. You know? Yeah. And all the planets are empty. Nobody. Dry, either cold or hot. Barren. Sand, stones, rocks. They brought rocks from Mars. It was just rock. Empty. Nobody. Yeah. It's raining in Venus. It's raining now with sulfuric acid. Acid is raining. You can't go there for holidays. So, you see, God is very, very great. And over there, he dwells in glory. So he's given us some few things that could maybe give a kind of feeling of where God is. Yeah. So that's why I said, make sure you make it according to this style. So Exodus 25 has the blueprint for the pattern of the sanctuary. And so it's of interest to us. And all the things are a bit queer. Blue, scarlet, white, goat's hair, ram skin dyed red, a pole, a nail, this, that. That is all to create a sanctuary where God will be happy to be in. So each one is worth thinking about. So purple. Now, purple, this is just a short Bible lesson for this evening. Purple is the color of royalty, riches. Okay, I mean, gold is also there. There's a lot of rich things there. But I believe that the royal power of God, you see, the royal nature of God is such that it is good to create a certain environment where God can be. Yes. Ramshackle environments are not the environments of God. And you can see, when you go to poor countries, you can see that the demon of poverty and a demon of disorganization is there. That's where they work. It's a spirit. Yeah. It's the spirit. It's amazing. Disorganization and confusion. All right? Now, the Bible says the rich man was clothed in purple and fine linen. All right? And there are so many wonderful scriptures that talk about royalty. Now, royalty is something that you need to learn. And from today, you are receiving a royal spirit. Amen. And you are going to dwell in a royal environment. Amen. Just one scripture, and then we jump into our last scripture for the day. Songs of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 10. King Solomon made himself a chariot, the wood of Lebanon, and he made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. Amen. Doctor, can you read Mark 15, verse 16 to 18? Mark 15.
Mark 15, verse 16. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him and, bowing their knees, worshipped him.
Wow. So notice verse 16, it says, or verse 17, they clothed him with purple and planted a crown of thorns. So a real king is always outlined and demarcated and presented in purple. So it looks like God wants you and I to walk in, have some kind of royalty wherever you are. Amen. What do you think? You know, so when you go out wearing a singlet, I don't think you are fulfilling sleeveless. Eating kenke and fish by the roadside, it doesn't really look like a king. What do you think? You are receiving the grace to live like a king. Do you have the Living Bible, dear friend? Psalm 45 is our last scripture. Verse 1. From today, listen, you know Revelation chapter 1, I believe verse 4. Revelation 1, verse 4. Verse 5. Yeah. Verse 6. He has made us kings and priests. So you are now a king, and there must be some royalty about you. Now, royalty is not about having a lot of money. You know, when you go home, look at your bedroom and see whether it's royal or it's bizarre. Some of us, if we hold our hands and we walk together to the room, we may not be so happy. So royalty, I believe, creates an environment where many things of God can take place. And many things cannot take place when that royalty is not there. So I want to show you many things that can happen when the royal environment is there. And that royal environment is something that you must try. You see, if you take this room, for instance, there's nothing much so expensive here. There's not much expensive, anything expensive. Yes. But there's an atmosphere. And that atmosphere is the atmosphere of royalty, which also we need air conditioning, because a king cannot be sweating so much, wiping, fanning. I don't think it's such a royal environment, the hot. Hey! Are you still around? Beautiful. Now, Psalm 45. Now, let's use the Living Bible because it's a little easier. All right? Shall we? Now, this is a special one for a royal person. And that's you. Enjoying the presence of God. And it's also the Lord, the son of a king. Beautiful words stir my heart, and I will recite a lovely poem about the king. What do you think? I will recite a lovely poem about the king. You see, it's only a king that can have such a poem, the one we are about to read, and they are all prophecies for you. My tongue is like the pen of a skillful poet. I'm sure you know this in the King James. Switch it to the King James. Let's look at the King James of this one. My heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things that I've made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Back to the Living Bible, please. We are happier with that one for now. Beautiful words stir my heart. I will recite a lovely poem about the king. For my tongue is like the pen of a skillful poet. Beautiful. Verse 2. Are you still around? You are the most handsome of all. Thank you. You see, when you create a royal environment in your church, in your life, automatically it is believed, assumed, that the person in it is of a certain caliber. Now, if you take a pigsty, you know the pigsty is the environment of pigs. You assume that a pig is the one staying here. You don't assume that a king is, or a prodigal son, either a pig or a prodigal son is staying here. So, when you create a certain environment, it is assumed, and it's almost like you must be nice. Yeah, you must be nice. These are people who come to this church and then they see the environment. They assume if you are you here? So I'm here. So you must be nice. Because the church is nice, so you must be nice too. True or not true? Yeah. That is why people assume that white people are not crooks. And that they do not break contracts. But if you want to know crooks, thieves, people who need contracts more than anybody, as white people, caliber. High caliber. Yes. I don't want to tell you some stories. Yes. But many people assume, if the white man is doing it, then rather when the white man is doing it, we have to be very sharp and very careful. That's why Ghana has gone into so many judgment debts. We don't know how we are, you don't know the type of people you are dealing with. You don't know them. Yes. That's why most Ghanaians who have gotten into mortgage are broke. Because they don't know that the man who is sitting to making you sign, he knows that 70%, 80% of the people who are signing this thing will never own the house. They have the statistics there. I sit at in front of you and smile and say congratulations. Open a bottle of champagne. For making you join something that 80% never are happy with it at the end. It's amazing. Yeah. It's like an assumption that because Europe is nice, America is nice. All the people that are from that place are nice. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's an assumption. When they come and they see the environment here, the place is wild. There's no road. The water is not flowing. This is like the person who is there, it must be somewhere. Yes. So if you don't have a royal environment, there is an assumption that you are prodigal son or a pig. True. It's just an assumption that just happens. I mean, I'm just saying, you don't speak. You haven't started speaking. So now the king, Psalm 45, because of the environment of a king, it's like he's handsome. But not all are handsome. But it's like you must be handsome. You are handsome. Because you are a king. So it makes you the one who is in it, look attractive. Yes. Yes. That is why the ladies, it's good to do your hair. We want you to, please buy more wigs. No, we really want you to do your hair. And we always assume that the person is nice because she looks nice. But when you dress royally, it's assumed that your character and your whatever is nice and good as well. It's an assumption that unfortunately is not always correct. So please do your hair always and buy moderate. Any husband who marries you doesn't want to buy dresses and whatever, he should marry a boy rather. He shouldn't marry a girl. Girls need, God forbid that you should marry a boy, but you must know how to stay with a girl. Grow up. When you are in the royal environment, you become more handsome and more attractive. Yes. Then your words, gracious words, stream from your lips. Yes. It seems as if the words you are speaking. I mean, if I was standing in the midst of rubbish and a rat runs across here, and there are a lot of milk, empty milk cartons and boxes here. Some empty sardine tins and other kinky wrappers are all here. Even as the words are coming, you wouldn't feel that these are gracious words. Gracious words stream from your lips. And then God Himself has blessed you forever. So people feel that God has blessed when you stand in a royal atmosphere. Yeah. And you sort of sense a certain presence of God. Yes. I remember when I went to visit the president of Mali. One of the most beautiful presidential palaces. Yes. Remember? Yes. I mean, when I got there, you know, compared to Mali itself, you get it? Mali, an exporter of Willy. Yes. That is one of their main. That's one of their main jobs, is to export Willy. Do you know Willy? What we eat with Wache. It's one of their main exports. Willie. But when I got to the palace, very beautiful. Beautiful pillars, beautiful furnishing. I mean, really beautiful. So we were sitting there waiting for some time for the president. And I mean, so I asked. Someone said this was designed by France. French, whatever. Beautiful. Yes. Oh, it's nicer than what we have. Oh, yes. Very beautiful. So, as we were waiting there, it's like whoever is coming must be something great. Yes. That's why royal atmosphere is important. Because whoever it is who is here must be. It was going to be overthrown soon, but it is still powerful. It is more this. Yes. The atmosphere. And whatever he said seemed to be gracious. So the word of God is even hindered by a mulliganous environment. Yes. So depending on where you are from, you need to upgrade. So like you are from maybe from Mali, but you upgrade to a certain French feel standard. Yes. And then you know, because as soon as you step out of here, you see that you are in a different world. Yes. Total. Totalistic. And God has blessed you. Verse 3. Put on your sword, O mighty warrior. You see, anybody who comes into the royal environment. See, this is where, for instance, cars and some of these things become important. Sometimes when you don't drive in a certain type of car, you know, you just assume that, you know, a mulligan. Do you know what a mulligan is? A mulligan is like when you are playing golf and then you play the wrong one. They say, oh, don't add it to the scores. It's like we've dashed you. It's non-scoring. So when you come around and they feel that you are a mulligan, it's like a non-scoring person who doesn't matter has come. But because of the car. So that's sometimes where it has a place. And because of that, you see that some men of God have taken it to World Cup in terms of the cars. Yes. They would have stayed with Premier League or just played a league in the country, but they've taken it to World Cup or Universe Cup. I mean, I don't drive a royal car. I know that I don't drive a royal car. I may drive a royal car. It's not a problem. But the royal environment is necessary. Yeah. Put on your sword, O mighty warrior. That's why many of these young prophets and young pastors, they have a certain type of car. When they arrive with their Range Rover and... You sense that a man of God with gracious words has arrived. Yes. There's a place for that. There's a place for that. No doubt. Put on your sword, O mighty warrior. You are so glorious and majestic. You see, the royal environment creates a certain feeling of something important is coming. Amen. You are declared important. Verse 4. In your majesty. So, ride out to victory. Now, let's change this to King James, because I like the King James of this one. In thy majesty, ride prosperously. Yes. Ride prosperously. So, you start to ride prosperously. You see, even when somebody wants to give you a gift, the person will think twice. This is a royal person that I'm going to give a gift to. Is it right to give him 2 pieces of chicken? We went once to a country. They didn't give us 2 pieces of chicken. They brought us the whole animal from the president. The whole animal, cut up, divided and spread out, a special meal. Yeah, we were given one animal to eat. Not 2 pieces of chicken and chips. Hey, we got to be serious. Ride on prosperously. Prosperity is released over your life. Because of truth, meekness, and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. So your ministry and your calling is going to ride on prosperity. Now, some of us grew up as villagers. And your taste is a villager's taste. Like, even when you are doing nice things and like you have money, we can immediately see where you are from by the time you finish spending the money. Do you know some people like that in Ghana? But we don't want to mention where you know it. Which part of Ghana is it? Up, middle, down? Somewhere in between somewhere and somewhere. Well, even when they do things, you know that it's from this person. So, like the Malian situation, you have to get the taste from another place and learn. I see some of you, when there is an opportunity to learn something new, afebo awula, which means they are making you a gentleman. Or they are making you a lady. You don't want it. You don't want it. You know, when I went to Ethiopia, we were taken to a Chinese, beautiful Chinese restaurant. Wait. So when we got there, they gave us chopsticks, fork, knife, and I took my chopsticks because I've been trained in chopsticks. Yes, I've been trained. My Malaysian father taught me. He taught me this is how to hold it like this. I've been. I can go different types of. Take me to Arabia. I'll flow with their things. Take me to Asia. I have my. I eat rice with chopsticks. Rice one with chopsticks. You are still eating with fork and knife. You are moving higher in Jesus' name. No, I don't want to talk about your hands. I pretended as if I didn't know. A spoon. You are eating with a spoon. Stop fighting royalty when it is being imparted to you. Did you hear what I said? Stop fighting it. Yes. Some of you only know how to eat, drink Coke. Everywhere you go, so what will you drink? Coke, Coca, Coke. Coke or Sprite. You see, you will know where you are from. I see royalty coming over you. Do you know why Chinese people are not fat? Really, can you imagine a Chinese woman with as big bottoms as we have in certain places? Yeah, you don't see. Very small, slim. Because they drink Chinese tea with everything. So it dissolves the fat. They drink hot tea before they eat and hot tea after. And not a Coke, which has frozen their fat. It freezes the fat and the fat moves as solid like cars that are moving. Ride on prosperously. Ride on prosperously. And because of truth, meekness, and righteousness. Verse 5. This is the, we are. Thine arrows are sharp, piercing your enemies' hearts. So when you have the royal purple environment, your arrows are sharp. The nations fall beneath thy feet. Your ministry becomes international. Your arrows are sharp. I invest more in the place that I pray. And my arrows from that place are sharp. People live and die from my study. Yes. People live and die from my study. It's an environment. Yes. A purple room. There's nothing colored purple, but it's an environment, a royal environment. Because I value the times I'm with God. Whenever I enter my study, I say, Lord, I'm back. And he knows that I'm back because I communicate direct to heaven, beyond the stars, this 1,000 light years. It's, when I speak, it goes beyond. I say, when I speak, it goes. Sharp arrows. Verse 6. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. You see, your throne, it endures. The royalty helps to establish your throne. You rule with a scepter of justice. I mean, when the environment looks good, you can sense that you are going to get justice. If you go to court and the person who is sitting there sit in some ramshackle place. They can't remember the things that are being said. You get a feeling of the type of justice you are going to get. Files are torn. You can't find anything. You deposit documents there. You can't find, the person can't find your things. And I mean, you can have a feeling of the kind of justice. A judge who can be bribed with a television. You can give him a television and he'll change his mind. Or chicken. Or a goat. But you can see the kind of environment that they work in can tell you the kind of justice. And he says that you rule with a scepter of justice because you are a king and you are in royalty. This is all that is expected from you. Fairness. Yes. Not struggles. Verse 7. You love justice. Yes. I mean, it's just assumed once the environment is there that you love justice and you hate evil. Yes. Therefore, you see, God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than on anyone else. So you see, there's more power and more anointing flowing in a royal, kingly atmosphere. Look at verse 1 again. Look at verse 1. Beautiful words stir up my heart. I'll recite a lovely poem about the king or about the royal environment. You see, and then in verse 7 it says, therefore God my God, let's take that one in the King James. It's nice in the King James. Nice in King James. Put it on King James. It says, thou lovest righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above. So you sort of even sense more anointing above other places when the kingly environment is present. Yes, I'll recite a lovely poem about the king and his whole environment. Yeah, beautiful. Verse 8. Beautiful. Receive a greater anointing. Now, myrrh, aloes, and cassia perfume your robes. Yes. I mean, people assume. In ivory palaces, the music of strings entertains you. You see, when you are in that environment, people assume that everything you have is expensive. Yes. Yes. And they assume that this must cost this. This must cost this. This must be this. This must be that. They assume. I mean, that myrrh, aloes, cassia, perfume. Yes, expensive. Ivory palaces. There's music. Music of strings entertains you. So in this environment, you sense perfumes and gifts. There are nice gifts there. You just assume there must be gifts and beautiful things. Nice things. Palaces. Beautiful. Verse, next verse. Ah. Now, in an environment, a kingly environment, we have here king's daughters are among your noble women. And at your right side stands the queen wearing jewelry of finest gold from Ophir. Now, where the presence of God is, you have king's daughters. King's daughters. High quality daughters are found there. They work there. High quality. King's daughters. Yes. Not our men. Strange women. Prostitutes. Bad people. Destroyers. No. King's daughters are among. So where the presence of God is in the purple, you cannot have strange women parading, shaking their...
Come on!
shaking them, whatever, all around the place. What are you talking about?
King's daughters.
King's daughters.
No bull.
Yes. King's daughters are among your noble women. Yes. So where the presence of God is, I mean, you don't expect somebody showing their nipples to come out shaking. We're expecting king's daughters, a certain type, caliber, a certain caliber of ladies. Tell your neighbor, I will be one of those king's daughters. You know, people are afraid of girls. But I tell you, wait. People are afraid of girls, but you see, girls are like, they are like, they are like people that can really help. Yeah. They can really spoil and really help both. Really spoil everything or really help everything. Now, in the environment of the king's house, you have to know who can be there. Not everybody can be there. Yes. You need a certain caliber. You have to be clean. You have to be clean. And you have to take what I'm saying seriously. Not everybody is clean. And not everybody is humble. The king's house, the royal environment is humble people. Because when you come to the king's house, who are you? There's a king here. Ah, you can, I mean, come and be waving your whatever. You are nothing. You're just a king's daughter. In the king's house, you must flow. You know, some of the ladies, the king's daughters that are around, put in the King James. King James. Yeah. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Yeah. Now, honorable women shall be found in the king's presence. Yes. Now that is why, you know, some of the ladies that you see around, they are honorable women. And you would be surprised at their background. Because often you think this person is just a church property. But you wouldn't know that this person is something else. High caliber. Yes. Because when you work for the church for some time, at a point you look like you are not educated or that you don't have sense. I think there's a defect. There's a problem or there's something that has made you work in the church. Yes. But you'll be amazed. I have them. High caliber. Those of you who are used to strange women, and you must grow up spiritually. When you see a strange woman, your antennas go up. There's these tarkas which have antennas that go up. That's how your antennas must go. You can't be attracted to such people. You have to grow out of it.
Thank you.
You have to grow out of it. So, Charlie. You know, one day I traveled with some pastor. And when we got back to Ghana, he said, you know, I can never stay in that country. I said, why? He said, the ladies are too beautiful. The ladies are too beautiful. But my question is, how do you know they are beautiful? Have you ever talked to one? How can you decide somebody is nice? You see, that's why you make you choose the wrong person. You just look and say, oh, you're fine. How can you say you're fine? I mean, let's be serious. You choose people by just telling the girl you're fine. It's fine if we hold the hair now and we lift it. You see whether it's fine or no fine. I'll take my hand and run to the congregation, lifting up the hairs. And you see. How do you know that it's fine? Tell your neighbor, no longer am I impressed by strange women. Whether it's golden brown, coffee color, ebony black, inside light, whatever. Jet black, ebony black, dark and lovely. And what again? Fluorescent blue. Hey, are there blue ones too? Snow White. And on thy right hand, they stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Yes. The queen is standing as the king is sitting. Yes. Yes. Royalty. Queen is standing. So there's a queen and there are other honorable women. Yes. There's a queen and there are honorable women. Not strange women. Honorable. You know, there's somebody listening to me. You are attracted by golden brown girls. You see, I'm not joking. When I say golden brown, it's a color. Anyone that comes as a golden brown, it's like you are immediately charged. Yeah. But lay your hand on your eyes. From today, your eyes will see the difference between an honorable woman and a dishonorable woman. Put your hand on your heart. From today, your heart will be attracted to an honorable woman and not to a dishonorable woman. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 10. Now, look. This is the environment of royalty. Yes. Remember verse 1. It's a poem to a king. He says, beautiful words stir up my heart. I will recite a lovely poem about the king or about the royal environment. Beautiful. Verse 10. Now, listen to me, O royal daughter. You see, when you get the chance to work in the house of God and in a royal environment, it says, take to heart what I say. Forget about your people and your family far away. You see, some of you don't want to leave behind what is behind and just take on royalty, because this is what God has done. It's a great thing. And you see, when you fail to do that, you miss out on God's blessing. Yes. Forget about your people and your family far away. Is Stanley here? Stanley, are you here? Stanley from Dominica? Come and let's listen to you. Come with your wife. Come with your wife. Why not? Come. Yeah, come this way. Don't walk on the blue. I'll be talking about blue soon, so you understand the meaning of it. Come. Yeah. This is Stanley. Have you got a microphone for him? Beautiful. This is Ebony. All right. Now, he was a missionary. He is. He was a missionary to Dominica. Dominica. Is it the right way to say it?
It's Dominica.
Dominica? Yes. And if you remember, there was a hurricane. All right. What is the name of the hurricane that came to your island?
Hurricane Maria.
Maria.
Yeah.
A lady.
A lady.
I hear the hurricane, the female hurricanes are very deadly, more deadly than the male hurricanes. And what happened to your island? You were in the hurricane.
Bishop, I was right in the middle. And the hurricane devastated us. And ferocious winds, Bishop.
Ferocious. The wind blew
vehemently.
Was your house shaking?
Shaking, Bishop, all around.
How many hours?
About 5 to 6 hours.
Did people die?
People died, Bishop.
Yes. People's roofs came off?
People's roofs, people's houses, there are no more houses. Completely destroyed by
the winds. Completely destroyed by the winds.
And the rains.
And the rains.
Yes, Bishop.
And you were in it?
I was right in the center.
Wow. And why were you in Dominica? What on earth drove you to Dominica?
Bishop, you sent me there, and I went there, Bishop.
You went there. Yes, please. Now, look at verse 10. Forget your people and your family far away. Eh? What does verse 11 say? For your royal husband delights in your beauty. So, God delights in you. And honor him, for he is your Lord. Now, go back to verse 10. Forget all. Now, your family were calling you.
Bishop,
tell us what happened.
They were calling me and they couldn't get me. So, they gathered and they had a meeting. They said, I should come for a meeting, Bishop. To leave the island and to come back to London.
Why?
Because of the hurricanes, Bishop.
The whole island was devastated.
The whole island, even the Prime Minister's house, was affected.
The Prime Minister's house.
The Prime Minister's house. He sent a tweet that his house is under attack the last night. And it was finished.
So, you went back to your family?
No, please. I went to another island, St. Lucia.
And then you came back.
And I went back to Dominica.
Wow. And tell me the testimony. What happened?
Bishop, when we landed, the first day we met.
But your family had been calling, come to London. Come.
Forcing us to come back. Bishop, the first day we went back.
After the hurricane.
After the hurricane. Me and Reggie, we met with the Prime Minister of the country.
How did you meet him?
We went up to his office. And we said we were here to just encourage and to see whatever we can do to help the nation.
Are you going to see the Prime Minister to encourage him?
To encourage him.
That you as a missionary are here to encourage him.
Yes, Bishop.
And then what happened?
And the Bishop, the next day, we went up to where the international organizations are gathered. And Bishop, the first
the
day...
international organizations.
Organizations have gathered. They have an office, emergency recovery.
United Nations.
United Nations were present. And the very first day...
No, but your parents were saying that you should come back.
You said I should come
because
back.
Because you are what?
I'm not using my engineering.
You are what? What are you?
I was teaching, Bishop.
And I mean, you are what is your qualification?
I'm an aviation engineer, an aerospace engineer.
Hey, Charlie, it's a science student anyway. Okay. So tell us what happened. So you went to the UN offices.
I went there, Bishop. And as soon as we got there, the man that we spoke to, we said, we are also here. We are here to offer our services. And that very moment, the man said, send our CVs. And Bishop, by then Monday, we are UN employees.
You are United Nations. You United now work Nations. For the UN.
Yes, Bishop, as consultants. Me and
as
Reggie.
Consultants.
Yes, Bishop.
You and your assistant,
yes,
missionary, are now UN.
We look after the whole island.
You look after the whole island.
The whole building damage assessment.
It's now a UN consultant. Yes. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. He says, forget your people and your family far away. You see, he decided to embrace the mission to Dominica. Even though it was devastated. I know a lot of people left, isn't it?
Yes, Bishop.
They left the island. After this Liberation Hurricane, they wiped out the whole place. It's like you can't stay there. And there's no electricity and still...
You see, just water is starting to come back now.
But no electricity?
No, please. Where I am, there's no electricity at all. We sleep with torches and candles.
But you're in charge of the country as a consultant.
We are looking after the country.
Do they pay you in cedis or which currency? Which currency?
They upgraded us, US dollars.
US dollars.
Yes, sure.
And the country uses which currency?
East Caribbean dollars.
East Caribbean dollars.
Yes, please.
But they've upgraded you to US dollars.
Far, far beyond.
Far. Forget about your people and your family far away. You see, when you are welcomed into the royal environment of God's house, accept it and forget about it. You can't say, I used to work at Unilever. It is Unilever. It's not necessary here. I used to work at Fun Milk. I used to work at AMA. I'm working at Polytank. Huh? PNT. You are working at PNT. Forget about your family, Zoom Lion, and all these places. You don't know how, you see, because when you are brought to be in the royal family and you don't appreciate it, it's an insult to the royalty. Yeah, it's an insult. I mean, can you imagine the king has married you? Then later there is a marital beast and they are discussing with you, say, hey, madam, you know that you were not anywhere and you were selected. Do you not appreciate it? Oh, I don't really know. I'm glad. And I'm also, he's also glad that he married me, but I don't really know what. Hey! You can sense the person is not so impressed. And I want you to know that you can't work for God and not be impressed. You have to be impressed with God. I'll be talking. I can also be mentioning places I could have been. Yeah, I would have been in America. I would have been in Boston. I would have been in Massachusetts. I would have been in Geneva. Anaole. Zurich. Lausanne. Working. I can't remember. I'm now in the royal presence of somebody who is beyond the stars. I'm waiting to see him.
Wow.
You have to forget about all these other things and appreciate the honor done.
Amen.
To me. Yeah. It's not something small. One day I was asking a lady, I said, you are not appreciative that you married this brother. She was just looking at me. And the looking at me means she was not appreciated. Yeah, because she didn't want to say it in a certain way. So she was just looking at me. I became heated. The body language was telling me that. Thou knowest. It's not as great as you think. It's not as great as you think. Forgive.
Forgive.
You were praying. Lord, remember me. Now the Lord has remembered you. And you say, it'll not be anything. Look, it's the great honor. You see, we are here. This is God's house. One day, all that we've done for God is what will be counted. Everything else will not count. You know, one of our pastors just died, Dr. Brown. I said, Dr. Brown. He was a lecturer in the university, in a medical school. Not, I mean, philosophy or political science, medical school. Now, you know, as he died, you know, just before he died, he made a recording. Yes, he made a recording. And he said, when I die, the presiding bishop must decide what would happen to me. And he told the family, he should decide everything. Yes. You see, when you are going out of this world, you will not mention medical school, my this family, this. Look, it's, everything is God. He made it. When you hear his voice, you will even be afraid to change what he says. They were afraid. They have decided we are going to bury him. So they asked me. So when they came to us, I said, I'm taking him here to bury him. I'm taking him here, and this is where I'll do it. We are afraid of the voice. They've left it. Yes. Yes. And whether he was a this or that, or this or that, or that, it's nothing. Only what is for God is what matters on that day, both here and there. That's why to be here is such an honor. To be here is the great honor. Forget about your family far away and all these things. You can't be in the royal presence and start talking. When I was in my village, we used to catch fish. I've missed hunting. I want to go and catch some snakes. I mean, come on. I mean, you can't do this. Yes. Forget about your people. I didn't know when he died. They were mentioning. They were saying the family have met. The family have decided. So I was just. Then they said there is a recording. There is a recording. And you hear his voice when I die. Presiding bishop should decide. Number one, should decide this. Number two, whatever he says, that is what should be done. You, when you hear the voice is shaking. It's mad. This is my way. And when they said, we have decided that we bury, they have decided to bury him in one region, I said, I've decided I'll bury him in another region of Ghana. Come there. That's my will, my wish. You must know that finding God is finding everything. And being allowed to be in this royal work. As we all get older, as we all approach. Today's Reinhard Bonnke's last day. Did he preach today?
Yes.
He did preach. Wow. He came. Wow. Last day, he came to say goodbye. He can hardly stand. Yes, he can hardly stand. This is his farewell. Last ever. Because there is a last. There will be a last Sunday. A last crusade, a last of everything. After that last one, it is the one who is beyond the stars. It's beyond our eyes and what we see. Yeah. And there we see. Unfortunately, few have ever come from there to come and talk, except Jesus, who said there was a certain rich man. There was Lazarus. Lazarus was drinking. And this man was thirsty. Beautiful. Psalm 45. So you are now a consultant.
A pastor and a consultant.
A pastor and a consultant.
Yes, Bishop.
Wow. This is beautiful. And your wife is with you there.
Yes, my wife will be joining me very shortly.
But she was there?
She was there, yes.
And then what happened? Why was she not there for the hurricane?
Reggie was getting married.
So you sent
London.
Her...
To go, represent me.
Represent you in
there.
London.
Yes, for sure.
You have representatives.
Yes.
Royalty. And while she was away, the hurricane came. So he was alone in the house. You were with Reggie.
I was alone.
You were all alone during the hurricane.
Total.
The angel of the Lord was with you.
Amen.
Yes. Beautiful. Forget about, your village, and I don't know which village you are from. Tell your neighbor your village is not working now. We need the royal presence of God. Your village is not helping us. You are blessed. Go and sit down. Clap for these Dominican missionaries. Verse 11. Your royal husband, God delights in your beauty. Honor him. He is your Lord. If you find something to do in the house of God, God delights in your beauty. Beautiful. Verse 12. The princess of Tyre will shower you with gifts. You see, when you have a royal environment, not a beggarly environment, right? Princes present gifts to you. The more you make yourself poor sounding, those of you who beg, we are really suffering. We want to go and do evangelism. Please, we want you to help us. We don't have TV at all. People don't give much. That's why some of us, we only give one CD. Or less to a beggar. Yes. Because they've made themselves the poorest of the poor. Yes. One day I met a beggar in London. And she was begging for money. She asked me, she said, please, can I have 1 pound, please? Can I have 1 pound? If you got a pound for me, I need... Then I look at the person. They said, I'm not a beggar, you know. I'm not a beggar. She was saying, I'm not a beggar. She was explaining that I'm not a beggar. I'm asking for 1 pound. I'm not a beggar. I need 1 pound for this. Hey, I mean, she was very forceful. I didn't mind that at all. I said, you. You said you are not a beggar. You are asking me. You are too proud to stand in your office. You don't admit it to. All Bible students who beg for money. Amen. Amen. Verse 13. The king's daughter is all glorious. Amen. Verse 14. In her beautiful robe, she is led to the king, accompanied by her bridesmaids. Wow. In her beautiful robes, she is led to the king. No comments. I don't want to make any comment about verse 14. Because if I make a comment about it, we'll go to the deep blue sea. What a joyful and enthusiastic procession. As they enter the king's palace. Verse 16. Your sons will become kings like their father. Receive the royal anointing. You will make them rulers over many lands. And verse 17. I will bring honor to your name in every generation. Therefore the nations will praise you forever and ever. Stand to your feet, everybody. Do you like the Bible? Lift your hands. Father, thanks a million for the blessing, the gifts you've given to us, your love you've shown to us this moment. Lord, let the purple royal environment cover every one of us. May we dwell in the royalty which is necessary also for your beautiful presence. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing. Let every beggarly village, backward environment which we create go away from us, Lord. And let us experience your royal environment. And let us attract all these blessings upon our lives. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seats. Now, every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you are not a born again Christian, but you want to be born again, you want to give your life to Jesus. If you are here like that, raise up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. God bless you. I want to give my life to Jesus today. God bless you. Lift it up high. If you've lifted up your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus. Lift it up. Stand up. Stand up quickly. God bless you. Stand up to your feet and come to me. Come, walk to the front. Are you standing up? Put your phone away and just come. This way, stand here. Say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I receive Jesus as my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. This pastor is talking to you here. Take him with him, Paul. Go with him. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Now, I want to receive a special offering tonight. Amen. Can you see we are building something there? Yes. We don't ask you for anything. But tonight I want you to give something to help to build this thing. All right. It's going to be finished soon. You can see that it's going to be finished soon. A lot of things. Toilets, this, whatever. Okay. For who? It's for who? It's for us. All right. Today we had baptism. We had our own swimming pool. I mean, it was a beautiful baptism. Today is Happy Baptism Day. We had about 1,000 people receiving the Holy Spirit baptism. And I baptized more than 200 people, yes, today in the swimming pool. It was beautiful. Yes. I mean, I felt I was swimming, you know. I mean, we should have it more. Why don't we have Happy Salvation Days? But I've declared 7 wonder weeks. Seven wonderful, wonder-filled weeks. 7 wonders in 7 weeks. 7 wonderful weeks of salvation. And it ends exactly on the 30th. Wow. Within these 7 weeks, your dreams will come true. Believe in such a prophecy. Yes. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, give me a basket. Put it right here. Father, thank you for the blessing you give to us. It's a blessing, Father. We are grateful. Touch everyone here as we give in Jesus' name. Amen. I want some people to give 100 CDs, $100, 100 anything. God touches you to build a church. You know, all this is millions. But I want you to give generously. Just walk to the front and put it in my basket. Avoid my blue. When I preach about the blue, you become more afraid of the blue. I'm just talking about purple for now. But one day we'll talk about ram's skin dyed red and goat's hair. Beautiful. Your levels are changing. I said your levels are changing. Your levels are changing. Anyone who was a beggar before tonight, that thing is taken away from you. You know, you get more by not begging. Yes, you get more by not begging. Never beg again. In Jesus' name. Now, 100 CDs, $100, 100 anything. Now, I want 10 more people to give 100 of something. Apart from those that I've given, it's a blessing. 10 more people. God is touching you to give. Come and give. 10 more people, apart from those who have given, or those who have given can also give again if you will, but 10 more people. Father, bless them with fire. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm waiting on you. Come. I'm calling you. I'm calling you. I'm calling you in the spirit. Give 100 seeds. All of these 10 who have come, just come back to me. I want to pray for you. Come this way. Lift your hands up. I want you to be away from this blue thing, please. I'm going to hold your hand. When I hold your hand, the power of God will come to your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Receive the gift of God. Receive the gift of God. Receive the gift of God. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive the grace of God. Receive it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? Bless them. Oh yes. Oh yes. Flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. Receive the power. Receive the power of God. Receive the power. Your weak hand, Jesus, take it. Your weakness, God is strengthening your weakness, the weakness of your life. Thanks for the weakness is being strengthened, Jesus. Thanks that the weakness is being strengthened. Thanks for the weakness, Jesus. Power is flowing. Power is flowing. Somebody is receiving a gift. Receive. Come to me, Vincent. Where is Vincent? No, not you. Where is the other Vincent? Yeah, this one. Come. Stand here. Lift your hands. Jesus, thanks. Thanks for strengthening. Strengthening. Thanks for strengthening. Receive the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I defend you in the Spirit. I defend you in the Spirit. I defend you in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Who is the other Vincent? Lift your hands. Father, thank you for your power that is flowing in this place. Thank you for touching and healing. Thank you for delivering, answering prayers, blessing your children. Oh, yes. Marcel, come. Against the horns of the enemy, I am blessed. back to your seats. I didn't pray for you. All these people, I did. Lift your hand. I did. Jesus, I know you've done it. Thank you for your gift, your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive. Receive. Receive power. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive it. Receive it. Just lay hands on your hands. Receive the gift of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, you can go back to your seats. All right, we are just taking an offering. And I don't see why I shouldn't pray for you whilst we take offerings. You want to give 50 Ghana cedis? Come. Let me pray with you and just give your, put your offering in quickly. And it's a blessing. Just drop it in. Take your seats. This is the first time you come. Come. If you've come before, don't come. Please. It's the first time you've come here. Yeah, why not? Are here for the first time. You've not come before. Are you blind? Lift your hands. Oh Jesus, thank you for your mercy. Joshua, careful. Thanks for your power that is flowing with this. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Now just lift your hands like that. When I hold your hands, God's power is coming into your life. It's flowing. Careful. Careful. Yes. Yes. Yes, receive it. Something is coming into you. It's power. Lift your hands. Power. Watch out. Careful, gentle. Jesus. Oh, yes. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's real power. Thank you. Lift your hands. My God. It's flowing. Jesus. Gifts. Gift of God. Gift of God. Gift of God. Lift your hands. Gift of God. My God. My God. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Your first time here. Your first time here, take it. Take it. Be blessed. Power will come into your life. Receive. It's flowing. Watch it. When I hold your hand, God's power is coming to you. Yes. Yes. Flow. Jesus. Yes. 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 My God. Lift your hands. Yes. Receive something. Yes. What the Lord is saying to you. You have to not be blessed by chance. But when you are a child, God will allow you to be blessed almost by accident. But then there comes a time you are expected to get up and brush your teeth and be ready for school on time. Is it not true? Yes. But before then, it's almost like it's always done for you. So you are ready on time by accident. Isn't it? But this is what the Lord is saying. That don't wait to be blessed by chance. But seek the blessings of God actively. Don't sit and say, oh, if it's good, it's good. But you must seek. Because there will be a time when it will not just come to you. Unless you seek for it and you push for it, you will not have it. So push for it. And what I say to you, I say to all. Father, thank you for this. In Jesus' name. Amen. You go back to your seat. We are having an offering time. Now, you don't have 50 CDs, but you want to give 20 Ghana CDs. Help this gentleman. 20 CDs. Come to the front and put your offering in the basket very quickly. Now, what we are experiencing is called the presence of God. It's not the gift of God. The gift of God is there, but then there's also the presence, and there's also the Spirit within. So that makes the fullness of God. That's what we started, if you remember. The fullness of God. Shandola Bakabaranda Lama Mandari. What a blessing. Who's your birthday today? Whose birthday today? You? Come. What's your name? Christopher. God is going to use you. Lift your hand. Thank you for this young man, Lord. This is what the Lord is saying. You know, he brought you here to train you and to raise you. And he's trained you, he's raised you, and he's sending you. So, don't disappoint him. But fulfill the call of God, his wish for you. Jesus, thank you for blessing Christopher. Anoint him. Let him fulfill his ministry. I pray for him and I thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless these ones, Lord, on their birthday. Bless them. All right, thank you. This is Christopher. Hallelujah. How many know that God's power is here? God is seeking you out to bless you. Now, you don't have 20 CDs, but you want to give 10 CDs. Come in these baskets. Put a couple more baskets, please. You never be poor anymore. Seven wonder weeks, your missing husband will be found, and your missing wife will also be found. In these 7 wonder weeks, ending on the 30th, your missing husband will be found, and your missing wife will be located in Jesus' name. Sit down. The prophecy you believe is the one that is going to happen. Hallelujah. Do you believe these prophecies? Or you think it's just a talking? Now, you don't have 10 CDs, but you have 5 CDs. Come and sow a special seed. Beautiful. Are the dancing stars going to dance for us today? Where are the dancing stars? Where are the dancing stars? Are you there, dancing stars? You don't have 5, 10 CDs, but you have 5 CDs. 5. Come. Who are dancing, not just if you've been a dancing star before. Come and stand here. I feel like praying for you. All right? Lift your hand. You'll no more be unspiritual. Some of us here are not spiritual, but today marks the end of being unspiritual. Lift your hands. Jesus, thank you. Leave it up. Leave them down. When they're going down, leave them down. Jesus. Thank you. Power comes into your life. Power comes into your life. Dancing stars. Dancing stars. Yes. Now receive an impartation. Receive it. Receive it. It's flowing. It's flowing. Be anointed. Be anointed. No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No. John Beggars. Jane Boralaman, my son. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Sandola Manaman. Dancing stars, listen. You no more be unspiritual. Lift your hands. Thanks for touching me, child. I say, no more unspiritual. You are healed of anything that blocks your spirituality and blocks your gift. Receive it. Stand here. Lift your hands. Jesus, weakness is taken away. Strength in the name of the Lord. Strength. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Change. 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 It's flowing. You should have been in the dancing stars, but you haven't joined them. Come, let me pray for you. But you want to join them. I'm calling you in the spirit to come and be a dancing star. Come. Come to this side here. You are supposed to be a dancing star, but you've never said yes. Come this way, my dear. Stand on this side. If you know you should be a dancing star, but you haven't joined, you want to become a dancing star. I didn't say you know how to dance. I said you feel that God has called you to be a dancing star, but you are not a dancing star. Lift your hands, all of you. Is she not already a dancing star? Then what is she doing? Why are you here? You're backslidden. Huh? French. She's from Burkina. She doesn't understand what I'm saying. You can understand. Tu comprends? Magnifique. Lift your hands. Thanks, Jesus. hands. Lift your hands. God is giving you the power and the grace in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Now everybody lift your hands. Father, anoint your children. The blessing. Oh. Thank you for royalty. Thank you for royalty. We are going to forget about wherever we came from and focus on the glory you've given to us and presented to us. We give you praise. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You may be seated. Now, somebody here, your house is not a nice house, but God is going to give you in the next 3 months a nice house. Receive it. Your house is currently not a nice house, but in 3 months you'll be in a new nice place. In Jesus' name. You know that it's true when it happens within 3 months. I say you know that it's true when it happens within 3 months. Amen. You didn't come to church for nothing. God is here to bless you. Why not? Why not be blessed? In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.